Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Catholic bishops across the country say they may be compelled to stop offering health insurance. This threat is the latest volley in a battle between church leaders and the Obama administration over whether the government will force Catholic institutions to pay for insurance that covers contraception, sterilization, and abortion medications. The message came in a letter distributed throughout the Boston Archdiocese during Mass this past weekend. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more on what the letter means and whether the threat is real.
In Massachusetts, the letter was included in church bulletins and posted on Cardinal Sean O'Malley's blog. Father Brian Hare, the Secretary for Healthcare and Social Services at the Archdiocese of Boston, says the church will not pay for services that violate Catholic teachings.
You're asking an institution of the church to provide resources for a practice that it has disagreement with. I think that is precisely the point. The institutional issue is what rages the religious freedom issue.
To clarify, the Obama ruling would exempt churches, but Catholic schools, hospitals, and organizations such as Catholic Charities would, after 1 year, have to cover many types of birth control, tubal ligations, and medications that end pregnancies.
We're absolutely headed for a showdown.
Philip Lawler, who edits the conservative journal Catholic World News, says Catholic leaders feel backed against a wall after years of concessions on birth control.
There will be some Catholic institutions that drop health insurance. There's some will challenge the rule. There'll be court fights. There'll be civil disobedience. I mean, I have never in my lifetime seen such a concerted effort on the part of the hierarchy to rally the troops, as it were, and I can't imagine that this will end without either the administration climbing down or some fairly significant conflict.
A few Catholic institutions say they are ready to follow through on the threat to stop providing health insurance for their employees rather than pay for contraception. Charlie McKinney is a VP at Thomas More, a Catholic college in Merrimack, New Hampshire, with less than 100 students. McKinney says Catholics are focused now on reversing the ruling, but if the ruling stands, the college will ask board members to consider dropping health insurance.
We view it as forcing us to act against our principles, against the principles of the church, to be consistent with this mandate. That is almost a situation where there's not really a solution.
In addition to finding insurance on their own and possibly new doctors, employees might have to pay a penalty if they don't buy an individual plan right away. Churches, schools, healthcare agencies, and Catholic Charities would face a fine for failure to provide insurance. Judy Waxman, VP for Health and Reproductive Rights at the National Women's Law Center, says it's hard to believe that the church would create so much disruption and risk losing employees over this issue.
Because contraception, that by the way, 98% of all American women, including Catholic women, use at some time during their reproductive lives, because there would be contraception, that therefore the institution should provide no health coverage whatsoever, that's outlandish.
But church leaders say this fight is about more than birth control. Father Hare wonders if this ruling could become a precedent for forcing hospitals, schools, or Catholic Charities to comply with additional policies that violate church teachings.
If this stands in this way, what else will follow behind it? And so that's why it's seen as both important in itself and in its potential consequences.
The requirement that Catholic institutions must pay for insurance that includes birth control is not scheduled to take effect for a year. There's widespread expectation that Catholic organizations will sue to prevent the order from going into effect. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.